ticket tomorrow night for college football as SMU goes against Boise State, the Mustangs and Broncos. Pre-game at 6:30, kickoff at 7 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 5:15. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. We're broadcasting live from the great state fair of Texas today. We're out here for Nissan. And if you're looking for us, we're over by the Fair Park Music Hall, a little bit to the south of the music hall. I believe it's south. You will find an area where numerous automobile manufacturers are touting their SUVs, their pickup trucks, and the like. Nissan is one of those, and that's where we are. If you'd like to come out here and say hi to your little afternoon drive radio buddies, the Hardline, who have screwed up your life, so.
Hardline.
Yesterday, we got into this thing about old cigarette commercials on television, and we've gotten a hold of some of these. Grego has. And we listened to a few of them, but we got a whole slew more, and we're going to listen to some more today.
And here's something else that we're going to do probably in the next month or so, just some before the first of the year. We've also got a bunch of toy commercials, and we'll play them sooner or later. And what are you talking about?
Lame.
You're talking about some bad toys.
Now, you struck a chord, or this segment struck a chord with a lot of people, because I think people my age are kind of in awe that cigarettes, I think a lot of people don't even realize that there were TV commercials for cigarettes back in the day. I don't think I really knew that until about 5 or 10 years ago, that they even hawked them.
It was just as prevalent then as beer is now.
I was going to ask you, they were in the same type of rotation as like the Bud commercials and
exactly.
Miller and Coors commercials. That stuns me.
And most of them were the title sponsors of the top TV shows of the day. Like we'll find out here in a minute, Dick Van Dyke.
I mean, were cigarette sales, they had to be as high as alcohol sales.
I'll bet it was higher.
You think more people smoked than drank?
Yeah. I'll bet it was higher.
Back then, there was only one place you couldn't smoke, and that was church. Anywhere else you could smoke. Anywhere.
Okay, so Kent, of King Size Kent fame.
Yes.
They must have sunk their entire advertising budget, and I don't know if this was spread out over a course of a couple of years or if this was 1 year, but they must have sunk everything they had into the Dick Van Dyke Show, because at the time, in 63, 64, 65, that was, you know, a top two or three show. It was huge, and rightfully so. It's a genius show. But every Kent commercial had...
I don't know if it's got a top five, but it's definitely got a top 10, the great Buddy Sorrell.
Yeah, he is great. But every single Kent commercial, I'm assuming, had them in it. Because in the CD that you gave me, or the DVD you gave me, Grego, there's probably 10 Dick Van Dyke Kent commercials.
They were the title sponsor. And see, Ron, you remember this. In the old days, you would always, before the show started or after it was over with, it's not like it is now. Whoever the show was, whether it be, you know, Dick Van Dyke or the Beverly Hillbillies or whatever, they would come on and say, this was brought to you by...
Like the cast would come on?
Yeah.
Or one guy in the cast or something like that.
And say, this is brought to you by Ovaltine or Kent or whatever.
You know, Nestle's Crunch or whatever.
Why don't they do that now? Not as effective as the actual commercials?
I don't know. It'd be pretty cool after The Sopranos is over to see Pauly Walnuts come out there and say, this is brought to you by, what is it that, you know, it's not for everybody, but if your butt hurts, try it.
Dorsix.
Yeah, Dorsix.
Okay, so here are just a few.
It's not for everyone, but if your butt hurts, try it.
I think this first one, play the beginning of this first one, Psycho, the Dick Van Dyke, and then we'll stop it.
Hey, Rob, you talk about him.
Okay. All right, this is the Santa Claus. This is really disturbing. Because it's Sally and Dick Van Dyke.
Rosemary.
Rob, yeah, Rosemary. And they're sitting there, and there's about 50 cartons of Kent behind them. And then it's like a display, and on the display is Santa Claus.
Because back, I bet they still do this now, that they had a gift box for a carton of cigarettes that you give for Christmas.
Right. So they're throwing in.
And there's also a display of Santa holding a carton with a cigarette in his hand.
Santa Claus.
Santa has got a cigarette.
Santa is hawking cigarettes.
Very common back then.
Santa.
Yes, very common.
Okay, so when Sally's saying you talk to him, she's talking about Santa Claus.
Hey, Rob, you talk about him. I'm mad at him. You know that every Christmas I've written and asked him to send me a fella, and nothing.
Well, Sal, you're taking it too personally. Actually, these Santa Claus Kent displays are up in a lot of stores right now.
So?
Well, just remind people that Kent cartons make wonderful Christmas gifts.
Oh, I know. I gave out Kent cartons last year. Boy, what a hit.
Sure. Kent satisfies best at Christmas or all year long. Look for them, won't you?
As a Christmas gift, you're giving a carton of cigarettes.
And the cartons, if you looked on there, you could tell where they had like a decorative box that looked like that they were wrapped up.
It's the same as giving somebody a bottle of Crown today.
A carton of smokes.
Yes. It was the same thing.
It's bizarre. I want to know when the worm turned.
1969 is when the FCC banned.
Okay, I know they banned that, but surely for a few years it still lasted. I mean, as far as like everyone's infatuation and love affair with the cigarette. There was some time, was when the Surgeon General came out and said, look.
That got the ball rolling, but it was a real gradual process. There was no one big, cataclysmic event that caused people to just stop smoking.
Well, when I was a kid, it was so frowned upon from the age of five on. Smoking was such a no-no.
You just got to remember the lobbying power of the cigarette industry. I mean, it's just it took literally an act of Congress to get the Surgeon General's warning on all packs of cigarettes. They fought that for years.
It was there was so much propaganda against the cigarette that I swear I almost cried, because cigarettes were like communism back then when I was a kid. I almost cried when I saw Barry Switzer smoking a cigarette. I was like, how can that be? Or Charlie Huff. I saw Charlie Huff smoking a cigarette,
well,
and
Hines,
I freaked
you,
out.
You had something similar, didn't you?
That's right. I almost cried when I saw Yaz smoking a cigarette.
Well, why? Everyone did it then.
No, this was like in 1981.
Oh, my God, when you were 40?
Yeah.
You were still upset.
Well, I wasn't 40.
All right, here is another Dick Van Dyke cigarette commercial.
You seem happy today.
Well, why shouldn't I be? I have the two things that would make any man happy. A gorgeous wife, and I'm smoking a Kent.
Which do you like the best?
Oh, there's a tough one. You see, for cooking and for dancing and kissing, you satisfy best. But for filter and taste, Kent satisfies best.
I'll accept that.
There you go.
With Mary Tyler Moore.
The hot Mary Tyler Moore sitting there smoking a cigarette,
what a
too.
U-omp.
Oof. Hey, she still ain't that bad.
No, she's not.
And I would. All right, there were several celebrity endorsers back in the day. And like you said, it was like football players and beer, or whoever and beer. You know, like the old Miller Lite ads with Bubba Smith and that whole run of that campaign.
Right.
I guess back in the day, you had athletes, you had actors, you had musicians, you had every single person known to man hawking cigarettes.
But every once in a while, you'd have the one that would hold out. Like, you know, the Honus Wagner baseball card?
Yeah.
The T206 that's so expensive? The reason that is because it was given out in tobacco, and he was anti-tobacco, so he wouldn't allow them to use that. So there was only a limited amount. That's why it's so expensive.
Wow. All right, now Joey Bishop, was he?
He was huge in the 60s in just variety TV.
He was.
And I never could figure out why.
He was just like a professional celebrity kind of.
Well, I mean, a talk show.
But it wasn't that great. I mean, he was in with Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. in the Rat Pack. But I don't know.
I think he was their errand boy.
I never could figure out exactly what it was that he had.
Well, he had him a love for some cigarettes. Here he is.
Hi. I want to thank you for watching the show tonight, and I hope you'll be back next week when I will be on for Pall Mall Famous Cigarettes, my cigarette. You know, Pall Mall's natural mildness is so good to your taste. So smooth, so satisfying, so downright smokable. And here's my good friend Ernest Chappell to tell you the reason why.
Pall Mall tastes so good. Because smoke travel through fine, good-tasting tobacco tastes best. See how Pall Mall's famous length travels the smoke, gentles the smoke naturally, and makes it mild. Travels it over, under, around, and through Pall Mall's traditionally fine, mellow tobaccos.
Remember, Pall Mall's natural mildness is so good to your taste, so smooth, so satisfying, so downright smokable. See you next week for Pall Mall. Meanwhile, buy a carton. You'll like Pall Mall's natural mildness. Oh, and you can light either end.
You can light either end?
They had no filter.
Well, when the hell did filters roll around?
Early 60s, maybe late 50s.
Oh, and you can light either end.
But there were still cigarettes available that didn't have filters, like them and like Camel.
And so were those for the real men?
Yeah, kind of. Now, he coined a Pall Mall jingle in that when he said the smoke travels over, under, around, and through. They had a jingle that went over, under, around, and through. Pall Mall travels, good taste to you.
How effective was that you can remember that? It's incredible. It's like the 741414.
They were sometimes known as Pall Mall, too.
Yeah, that's how I was have known them, as Pall Mall.
Well, that's from England. That's Pall Mall.
All right, here is the Duke, who died of lung cancer.
Okay, now here's what we'll be able to do. Because he's hawking cigarettes here, but I've got on one of the discs, a public service announcement where he comes on against smoking.
Really?
Yes.
Right before he dies, probably?
It is.
In 76 or 77? Okay, yeah. Here's John Wayne.
Here's John Wayne, America's number one dramatic movie star, on location. As you can see, making a movie can be pretty tough going. But free-swinging He-Man parts are what John Wayne loves to play and what the audience loves to see him in.
Okay, cut.
When the cameras stop, John Wayne takes time out to enjoy his favorite cigarette, Camel. Let's hear what he thinks about Camels in his own words.
Well, after you've been making a lot of strenuous scenes, you like to sit back and enjoy a cool, mild, good-tasting cigarette. And that's just what Camels are. Mild and good tasting, pack after pack. I know, I've been smoking them for 20 years. So why don't you try them yourself? You'll see what I mean.
Yes, try them yourself, and you'll discover the secret of Camel's extra enjoyment. Smoke only Camels for 30 days. For mildness and flavor, Camels agree with more people than any other cigarette.
Like, that's an accomplishment. I've been smoking them for 20 years.
I've been shooting heroin for a decade.
Pull that.
So, nice, Snake.
Thank you. And they didn't leave out the sports figures because Eddie Matthews, who at the time was a pretty big deal, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was one of the big sluggers of the day in the great game.
500 home run guy.
Now, they didn't get him acting. Because, I mean, he's very short. They only have him saying a couple lines here, but they do have him taking a long, luxurious, happy drag.
And see,
that's
the thing that's common. That's the common thread in all of these commercials, was just isolating the shot of someone just inhaling real deeply.
Oh, yeah.
And then blowing it out like that's the greatest thing in the world.
I mean, they loved every second of that.
Yes.
So here's the, this is really short.
That is what they live for.
Here's the really short Eddie Matthews.
Ed Matthews, Milwaukee Braves, discovers a smoother taste in smoking.
It's the Viceroy taste.
Smoother, 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 Viceroy.
Smoother taste, cause Viceroy has twice as many filters as the other two leading filter cigarettes.
Viceroy, is that still around?
No, I don't think so.
God. And he was sitting there at his locker inside the clubhouse.
In uniform.
Yeah, and he was like, it's the Viceroy way or whatever. And then these four crooners go like, ooh, Viceroy has the taste you love. And they're like singing to him. Very gay. And then the one that shocked me the most, the Flintstones.
By the way, now you know the Flintstones, when they came out, was a primetime program.
I know.
Based on the Honeymooners.
Right.
And once again, this is another example of the title sponsor and showing beforehand.
What you'll hear is a lawnmower, well, their version of a lawnmower, like a turtle eating grass. And Barney and Fred are sitting there watching as Wilma and Betty do yard work. So that's the noise you're hearing. That's who they're talking about here.
They sure work hard, don't they, Barney?
Yeah. I hate to see them work so hard.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go around back.
Well, we can't see them.
Gee, we ought to do something, Fred.
Okay. How's about taking a nap?
Hey, I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it. Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston's got that filter blend.
Yeah, Fred. Filter blend makes the big taste difference, and only Winston has it up front where it counts. Here, ahead of the pure white filter. Winston packs rich tobaccos specially selected and specially processed for good flavor in filter smoking.
Yeah, Barney, Winston tastes good like a cigarette.
Shocking.
The Flintstone has been brought to you by Winston, America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
See, that's... That's how they ended the show. Well, I mean, a lot of the sponsors, when they sponsored, you know, one of the shows of the time, they insisted that you open or end the show with their product and have the stars of the show hawking it.
You know what's funny is that they make all these cigarettes sound like you're eating a good steak.
How about the one where we heard yesterday where it says, makes your mouth feel clean and refreshed.
Yeah, like taking a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
With a pile of smoke.
Is it any
coursing
wonder?
Through your... throat. I mean,
it's incredible.
Oh.